USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters say a winter-like storm that's struck the Midwest all the way to the Northeast in New England overperformed their expectations. At least seven people now listed as dead from the storm. The storm has moved slowly across the Midwest, then into the Appalachians and into the East Coast as well, closing schools, snarling air travel, stopping traffic, and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. The National Weather Service still has winter storm warnings up from North Carolina all the way up to northern Maine. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing charges in the United States, though details remain under wraps. A report is a prosecutor let that slip, that Assange was charged under seal during a court proceeding yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
A criminal reform bill being created. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump threw his support behind a bipartisan bill to reform federal sentencing guidelines. The president says this bill will reduce crime and give our fellow citizens a second chance at redemption. Pastor Daryl Scott helped craft this bill. He was on Fox News and believes this is a bill that everyone can get behind.
I've been working with them, been in several meetings regarding prison reform, and the president has advocated very strongly in private for prisoners as well. And they're looking at this as a forgotten segment of America, that they are American citizens, and because they have made mistakes and committed crime, doesn't mean they should have all their rights stripped. And so they're advocating for reduction in sentences, early release in some cases for nonviolent offenses. That 1994 Clinton crime bill that disproportionately incarcerated African Americans is something that is being overhauled.
That audio courtesy of Fox News for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, arrested for domestic violence. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Security at his apartment said that Michael yelled, "She hit me first." According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. He calls the accusations completely bogus.
I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work. They had no option in light of the allegations.
He was arrested in Los Angeles and said he expects to be totally vindicated.
Country music's biggest night of the year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with some of the winners of the 2018 Country Music Association Awards. Here's his report.
Winner of the CMA's Entertainer of the Year Award, Keith Urban, who told reporters after his win.
Someone said, "Did you do any campaigning?" And I went, "I just played every night." I mean, that was it. We just played and did what we do to every other tour.
Other winners include Carrie Underwood for Female Vocalist of the Year, Chris Stapleton for Male Vocalist, Luke Combs wins New Artist of the Year, and for Album of the Year, it's Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Song of the Year and Single of the Year both went to Chris Stapleton for his hit, Broken Halos.
Broken halos that used to shine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.